23.
About how that he gave himself
I didn't understand all the full biblical depth of that.
Right.
The sacrifices and all that. But I just know that there was a man who came to this earth, a God man, who died for me, that I could be saved, and I could be with God in hell
forever. Amen.
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 Amen. That's the story today.
That's
the story we're telling. That's why it's important that we tell them today. We're just talking about our need of encouragement and so on. And we in our hearts can be stirred and revived and be able to. We don't have to be some fanatic swinging from the grapevines. We can tell people about God. We can be a live and living witness before other people.
Amen.
A lot of people, I think there's an old song, something says, the only Bible some people ever read will be us.
Yes, sir.
What do they see when they look at us? I'm glad of that old story.
Amen.
And on the last day, singing, not only did he find victory and salvation, but he also knew that there was a place for him.
Right.
He said,
Amen.
I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come
Amen.
To you.
That he deserves to die. I find no fault in him that we should crucify. But the angry mob was satisfied with nothing less than blood. They cried, crucify him, crucify the perfect Son of God. What hath this man done that he deserves to die? He healed the sick and raised the dead, brought sight to blinded eyes. Yet on the cross of Calvary, the sinless one did hang in agony. By all forsaken, dying for my sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. For God so loved you that he gave his only Son, that if you would believe on him, heaven would be your home. For the wrath of God will not abide on he who hath the Son. Won't you reconsider for your